Let's turn to Matthew 13:33. Hillsong, good old Hillsong, brought us through the 90s and the early 20s there. And oh, what a blessing. Darlene Check. What a lovely person. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Matthew 13:33. We welcome the internet audience. I know you've been watching us and listening to this. You are debt free. We know that you give on Realm, which we forgot to put up there, but you know how to click and receive and get online and give there. Amen. Now, Matthew 13:33, another parable spake he unto them. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven. Everybody say leaven. Which a woman took and hid in three measures, three of meal till the whole was leavened. Leaven changes or assimilates the dough to its own nature. So I said the kingdom of God, Jesus said, I'll say, is likened unto leaven. And leaven changes or assimilates the dough to its own nature. Notice the woman took it. It was hidden. You can't see it, but it's in there changing everything. I said you can't see it, but it's in there changing everything. Now we're talking about working with the kingdom, which is invisible, but it's a very real realm. When we call things that are not as though they were, we're not trying to pull something out of nothing. We're pulling something out of a very real realm that exists. It's just unseen in this dimension. Molecularly, we're in light speed down, and the heavenly kingdom realm is light speed up. And so things, there are things right now in this room that you can't see. There's all kinds of light that you can't see. You can't see infrared. You can't see several things like that. There are particles floating around in here that you can't see. Did you ever go out at night with a flashlight on a nice spring night when all of the flowers, those wildflowers out there, and you shine your light and you see all the stuff in the air and you go, oh, uh-huh. Well, there's things like that in the spirit realm, only they're not causing any harm. There's a bunch of good stuff around you in the kingdom, that is. And so it's just unseen. So things exist. Opportunities exist. Divine appointments exist. You remember Scrooge? Okay, do you remember that the spirit of Christmas Future came along and showed Scrooge what his memory would be like? This is what it's going to be like when you die. Remember that? Okay, so he played the scenario for him in the spirit realm, right? Yeah. Did he? Yeah. Okay, well, there are scenarios in the spirit realm for you. There's certain scenarios. There are possibilities and probabilities. There's all sorts of things that can play out, and the realm affects the quantum on this level, which affects what happens to you in life. And depending on how you allow your spirit to be drawn to things, whether you're going to operate in your spirit or in your flesh, is going to depend on what scenario that you are actually going to play out. And that was something very important that I just said to you, and I certainly hope that you caught that. Now, life is choice driven. So, well, let me not say so, let me say but, it's finer tuned than maybe you think. Yeah, let me say it like that. You could miss your path by what you perceive or but what you let come out of your mouth. People have filters and they think someone meant something that they didn't really mean, or they didn't really understand structurally what was going on, so they just take something as an insult or whatever, and it's their filter. Right. Amen. Amen. Are y'all just thinking this morning?
Yeah.
Y'all tired from running around the room or what? So it's all going to depend a whole lot on perception. And then it's going to depend on what you're going to have coming out your mouth. Now, this, let me just say this. This is not about what you say at church. It is, but it's about how you live your life when you're alone.
Right.
It's about how you live your life in your car, when you're in the, you know, what you're doing. So you don't have to be concerned. I just think about this. I remember the old days when the pastor would come to our house. Back then, mom and them smoked and everything, or the sisters or somebody smoked. And so you remember, and that was a big thing, you know, that at our kind of church you didn't do. I'm not making a judgment about it. I'm just saying that's, so they would run hide all that. The pastor here, Brother Ellison's here. Listen. Things have really changed. I can remember some 10 or 12 years ago, I knocked on the door of some people who used to go to church here, and the guy answered that door with a cigarette and two beers in his hands. Hey, Pastor! This is not about approval or disapproval. I'm just glad that he was not... He was just real. He was just real, okay? Which I appreciate. Okay, so... But what, this is not about church. What you say matters because of the realms.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
It matters because of the way faith works, because of the way things have been set up, and it's going to matter because of what filters you have in your life. That's the way things are going to go. So you're with me,
yeah.
Okay? So I'm saying this because I don't want you to miss your path because of what's coming out your mouth,
oh, yeah,
or what you're perceiving, because we don't need to just be these people who are like this. Well, I think I'm just going to go there. I'm just going to go there. No, we need to be these kind of people. A voice of one crying in the wilderness or declaring in the wilderness, make the way for the Lord. I want to build the path of the Lord. I want to say and lay out the tracks or lay out the path that God wants me to walk on. You can hunt all day long for your path, but if you go ahead and lay them out from the realm, you'll go straight to what you're looking for. So much easier. It's way easier to do that than just, you know, try to figure it out. So you have to make your connection there and then build your path. So, and you know how to do that. These are your people that know how to do that. You pray in your heavenly language. You pray in the spirit. You pray whatever God wants you to pray. You build that path. You are the prophet of your own life, church. You're going to have to be like John the Baptist, who makes way for the Messiah to come in. You're making way for the kingdom and the kingdom Messiah to come in so that God's will can be done. And God's will is going to be a whole lot like your will if you're following him. I should say that the other way around, shouldn't I? Your will is going to be a whole lot like God's. Where you want to live, who you want to marry, what job you take, all those things, how many children you have, where you go to church, those are all calls of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, but we have to declare those things into the atmosphere. The kingdom comes in and it makes our path. See, this kingdom living, it is not just getting stuff or kingdom stuff. It's more like this, that things are all along the way as you go, and whatever you have need of and some things that you want come to you as you flow and walk on the path of God. I hope that helps somebody. Do you get that? So it's not about living life just pulling things out from day to day for what you feel like, although that there is truth to that. There is truth to that. But it's more like you're on a mission. And you're blessed with what you need along that way. A lot of people don't see a lot of blessing because they're never in the place called there. They're always on a different track, always trying to work it out themselves, always trying to filter and invent something and work through a lot of things when you can just get commands. It's kind of like these services. I don't try to work out what we're going to do. I just do what I'm told. It's a lot easier. Well, we're going to do this. Oh, you are you? Pastor John's famous words. Oh, you are you? No, we're not going to do we're going to do. And the Lord just leads us. And look at the setups we've had over the years. Look at the setup for what happened this week. And now you're set up. Now you're set up for debt freedom. Think about that. You should believe that. So, you know, the soldier, we've talked about this before, and Andre brought this up. He used ambassador, but a soldier or an ambassador, they don't pay their own way. Virginia was in the military for years, and she didn't park the tank out in front of her house. She didn't have to go over to the tank store and buy it to go to the, I mean, God, yes, the Army provided all those things and the clothes and the paycheck and the, all those things. Amen. And some of the rest of you were in the military as well. So you don't go to war and provide your own gear. And if you try to be your source, you're going to pull off on the wrong trail. The easiest way to say this is this way. Church, you have a wealthy place and you have a healthy place. And you're going to be, as Benjamin Franklin said, healthy, wealthy, and wise. Was that him that quoted that? Am I on the right guy, Mr. Historian? Okay, yes. So if you're going to, it's a place. It's a place that you live in. And I'll just tell you the place. It's in the kingdom of God. It's in the kingdom. It's in the glory realm. Yeah, you're out here functioning, but you belong to the kingdom of God. You have dual citizenship. You're an American, and you need to be standing up for America right now. But I'm telling you, the kingdom of God will be your provision. The sons of the king are free, said Jesus to Peter. Now, the easiest way would be to say that. And let me say this, church. A lot of people, we'll just do a little parenthesis here. A lot of people pray for a job, and then they get one, and then they everything gets in a row. You know, the country music song played backwards. They get their mom back, their house back, their dog back, their car back. And then they get this job, and then they show up at church and say, I got this great job, praise God, and I'm moving to Timbuktu. And they pull themselves totally off the path for money purposes and say, well, I'll just find a church there. Some people are called away. I believe Miss Sharon. She was called away. By the way, she was there at the divine appointment. So just in case you want to praise God for her. But you know, they're, You can't really do your assignment. You can get a job and you can have an assignment, but you can't really have it without having a church assignment. You really just have to have, if you're going to serve God correctly, then you have to be part of the body. You need the food of the word, and then you also need to serve at the mission field of the church. There's something that got quiet in here, but I don't know why, because most of you are on teams. But Jesus had certain customs. He went to the synagogue. And that's part of our life, is to serve in church and not just come by and see us every once in a while. So my point is to remember that there's a counterfeit job that could take you further away. There's a counterfeit life that could take you away. Some people actually moved to this area, and they're sitting in this room. They moved here so they could be a part of this church. And then they got jobs. That's right thinking. That's perception. Mm-hmm. Amen. This would be for wherever someone's going to go. I'm just not focusing on our church, but wherever that would be. But, I mean, you're sitting here right now at the right time, in the right church, in the right kingdom. Yes. Amen. Amen. And so the way these principles in the kingdom work is if you seek the kingdom of God first, everything does get added to you because you're constantly in this seed sowing mind. Well, I greet people at the door. I work in the coffee shop. I pray with the thermostats. I do this. I sweep. I do something. Da, 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 da. And you're taking the time out of your life to do something for someone else, and it opens doors. I can remember we kind of got in a little stall. Oh, 6 weeks ago, me and John were working on some stuff, and it seemed like it was stalling out. And we just stopped and went and did some stuff for some other people, and boom, it just opened up. It just opened up. I hope that just helped somebody. Thank you, Jesus. So we need to do these things. So my point is, remember, there can be counterfeits along the way. So be in the right church, and you are. Be at the right job, which is your assignment, because you make your living by your giving. And then here's the one thing I want to say to you. Get the cap off. I'm not talking about a ball cap. I'm talking about the Babylonian system was capped at Babel. Those guys got together and they said, by their own humanism, we are going to we're going to get what we want. And God says, no, I'm not going to happen. That's not going to happen. So what he did was he said, Babel. And he capped off the world system. The world system will only go so high and work so long, and then it turns on itself. You're seeing that right now? Yeah, because it won't continue to go upward. But the kingdom of God is not capped. God fixed it, so each and every one of us, nobody can stop us from success. It doesn't matter whether you're boy, girl, whatever, whatever ethnic group you are, what job you have, all those things, cannot hold you back if you're in the kingdom of God. It's the way he set it up. No one can stop you from prospering. And you just see God's will and you say it. You love other people as you love yourself. You love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. You love your neighbor as yourself. And that puts you in a position. You're in a position. You're in the kingdom. You function in that. Nobody can stop you. The only one that can stop you is you. And it's going to go back to what I told you earlier. It's going to be perception and mouth.
Amen. That's good. Perception and mouth.
It's going to be all about your filters or your mouth. Now, I didn't get that from some doctrine from the groups we're in. You need to read that for yourself in the Bible. And you need to know that and understand that your filters matter.
Yes.
Yeah, Lord, I don't know. I think I better stay away from that. Okay. Lead me on another path there. The kingdom of heaven is likened to leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till the whole was leaven. Are you going to push me on that? Okay. He's going to push me on. I'll just say it like this, so read through the filter. So we had a meeting recently, and there were words said that I didn't like, that were critical. And so I thought, well, I don't really appreciate that. But everybody got past it and everything. And then Jesse Wallace came to me and said, Pastor, thank you for teaching us so much how to spit out the bones. Okay? Now, you know what I'm talking about. Amen. Most of you know. Okay. So I don't want to harm anyone or make a judgment over anyone. But your filter went, I just blow that off, right?
Yeah.
Right. You just went, well, no. Okay. So you had a good filter on that. You didn't go, well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Praise the Lord. Okay. Now, kingdom of heaven is likened to leaven, which a woman took and hid three measures of meal till the whole was leaven. Leaven or yeast, though hidden in the flour and though deposited only in one place, works silently until all the mass is brought under its influence. So while I'm preaching on the leaven of the kingdom right now, you, as you meditate these truths, you're coming under the influence of the leaven of the kingdom right now. That's what's happening right now. These truths are getting in you. They change your nature. They change you into the kingdom child that you are. They change you into the kingdom ambassador that you are. You take on a nature, okay? Let's look just a little closer. Now, what does leaven do? One more time. It raises you to a higher level. Our leaven raises that bread. How many of you have made the bread? Raises you to a higher level. Amen? Okay? So there's nothing in the dough and there's nothing in humanity that can raise you to a higher level. Because the humanity part's capped.
Well, that's good.
It takes another source. Look at two people and tell them it takes another source. Takes another source. It takes a power that can come in and totally raise you up. And so it is with the kingdom or with the blessing or with the anointing or with the resurrection power of God. It gets you to a higher place. Next, the leaven must be lodged and work within. So it gets you to a higher place, but it has to be lodged in the dough. The leaven was hidden in the meal. This tells us that this mysterious type element gets in there and it possesses this penetrating power. You put it in there, it's got this penetrating power. And for a time, it's concealed from sight. And then you go back and you uncover those little Sister Schubert rolls. If bread were diet food, we would all be so skinny. Y'all know Sister Schubert, don't you? Yeah, yeah. Praise the Lord. Crack bread. Okay. That's what our kids call it. Jesse's, Deb's daughter. We're going to have a crack bread for Thanksgiving. Okay, so some of y'all don't get that, but you will. Ask a friend about it. Okay. So now I want you to really get this here. It's invisible. Mm-hmm. It's invisible. This is good because you must understand that the things that need to change need to change in you. Before they change out here. They have to change in here. It's a simple little song. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. They have to change in you. I'm going to help you with this for a few minutes, just a few minutes here, and then we'll start rolling down. Capacity. Remember the woman had to go get the containers, the jars, to put the oil in. So she brought in some capacity. She got capacity to fill up. You have to get some capacity in here. Yes. You have to start building capacity. You have to make room in here. Yes. So I was watching Jeremy last night. They dedicated the church out in Colorado. He's Brother Copeland's grandson. Legacy Church. And he said, the Lord told him, he said, don't go for this such and such yet because you don't have it in you yet. And you're going to have it in you before it can happen. You're going to have to have made room for it. And once you make room for it, then you can get it out here. You're going to birth it, but you have to make room for it. Just like mama's tummy, the womb, starts making room. It stretches. The womb of your spirit will actually stretch. And you can conceive a dream. And you conceive that dream. Everybody in here knows what I'm talking about. And then you can birth that dream. It'll come to pass. But if you don't make room for it, it's not going to happen. Now listen, remember Yonggi Cho? Paul Yonggi Cho? We read his book maybe, I guess, in the 70s. And he was believing God for a bicycle and a desk and a chair. And so he cleans out the space for it. And they're like, what are you doing? And he made room for it. And he got them. Now that was, then he made some big room because he turned out to be the biggest church in the world for a time. Okay. Are you following me here? Andrew Womack. How many of y'all know Andrew? Okay. So when he poured his slab for his place, he put tape and stuff on the floor. He would not walk through the walls. What was he doing? He made room. No, I can't walk through the walls. The walls are here. He saw them in the invisible realm. He saw what he wanted.
Yeah.
I see us. You're taking me for a ride on the big old golf cart thing, looking at your land. And we're driving around on it, looking at it. You have to see it. You have to see yourself getting on that jet or where, whatever it is that you're doing. You have to see yourself doing it, whatever God's plan is for you. Amen, David? That's what we have to do. We have to make room for this stuff. You have to see it in here before you're healing. That's why if you put up for something for a long time, you need to just shut everything off and go get in the word until you drive out all doubt. And the only thing that's sitting in there is, I'm healed. Now, and quit just hoping for a miracle. Miracles are happening through you. You're faith people. You can get a miracle. We can call what you want to a miracle. But I'm telling you that you're going to live by faith. And until you get it in here, till the house is in there, the job's in there, the assignment's in there, the property's in there, the healing's in there. It's got to be big enough. The husband or the wife or whatever it is. Boyfriend. Whatever it is. Praise the Lord. The people. The divine appointments. The souls. The getting back in the prison. The dead thing. The mask. What do you see? I see people smiles in my spirit. I see people smiling in my spirit and not. I see being able to get on the airplanes without extra things happening.
Amen.
Church, the world will accommodate the kingdom. It has to. We're a higher level. But it's going to take all of us to enforce it. And we let that go for a time. But now I'm telling you, we're getting it back. Texas is, whew, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Okay. Am I helping you guys?
Yeah.
I know I'm going slow, but I just need to. Your life changes in here, and then it affects out here. And then, there's another thing, it affects others.
Yeah.
It's in here, then out here, and then others. Because there's Christians who have a really bad name. Well, don't hire that guy. He's a shyster or something like that. But they're Christians and they go to their church and everything. But so nothing changed inside. That's just an example. I'm just not trying to pick on anyone, but just an example. Okay, so your unhappy condition then is not external. People would say, now if her husband would just get her a home and a nice car, I think she could be happier. That's dumb. First of all, believe it or not, he's not responsible for her happiness. I'm going to leave that alone. Glory to God. Your unhappy condition is not external. It's on the inside. The kingdom comes in. It changes you. But it doesn't stop there. It comes into this realm, it changes this realm, and then it comes forth out of you. It's hidden, but not lost. The mightiest forces in the world are all lodged out of sight. And they work outward, they work upward, they work downward from the deep home of their mystery. The kingdom of God in you. Amen. you haven't really even seen your real self. There's so much more to you. You're somewhere in the future and you look much better than you look right now. Now, leaven spreads, now get this, it spreads by gradual, continual, but not necessarily slow infection. Not necessarily slow. It's going to depend on who's doing it. I mean, it could take you 50 years to grow up and start using your faith. It could. And it could also take you 50 months. Yeah. It's going to be your choice. And if you'll immerse yourself, you'll get there a whole lot faster. I am a witness to that. Okay, so it's working according to the law of its own essence, and that it is a takeover when you do it. It takes over. It keeps moving and until it takes over the whole loaf, gradually, increasingly. And that just reminds me of healing. Healing always comes. Man, I could feel the power going out. Some of you were just, you know, I could tell when it comes back or when it stops. But some of you, I could just feel that power go boom right through you. And when it does, it comes back and then sometimes it comes back and does like this. But when that power's moving, praise the Lord. But a lot of people kill it off. Have you ever killed off your yeast rolls? You messed them up because, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, you could kill off your rising. You could kill off your path. You could kill off where you're going. Well, it didn't happen. Well, I don't know why it doesn't happen. Well, I'm miserable and I'm sick and this hurts and that hurts and blah, 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 blah. But I'm healed. Well, but just forget the first part. Just say, by the word of God, I'm healed.
Yeah.
I'm healed. And sometimes you talk about things, but I mean, there's no need in repeating it over and over and over for years and years. There's just no need. You're healed. But see, that's going to come, and you talk what's inside of you. So until that leaven gets enough in there, you don't really believe. You're just being a parrot.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. It's the truth. You're just being a parrot. You're not really doing. Can I say it like this, and you won't think I'm not being graceful, full of grace, but you're not doing the work because you're going to have to pay attention to the word of God because it's the thing that's alive. It's the life. It's the thing that works things out. So you have to feed yourself enough so that you can run the race. So you can stay in that place and go, no, no, you use all the fruits of the Spirit. They're all forces. They're not something you learn. You have them. You can learn about them, but you don't learn them. They work like leaven. Patience is like leaven. It's in there and it'll come out when you need it, but you employ it. This is for somebody, but I just have to tell you, you're not, well, the Lord's teaching me patience. I'll teach it to you right now in 30 seconds. Patience is consistent way of living. There, I taught it to you now. Do you have patience? Yes, it's a fruit of the Spirit. You employ it. It works. I don't know how people read the Bible and miss that. Well, I have to learn to have it. Well, you just learnt. Is that a word, English teacher? Learnt? She said it would work. I have a history teacher. I have an English teacher. I'm cruising. Anyway, you got to understand these things. These things will work for you. You can't see them, but they work. Joy will be there. Yes. Turn it on.
Yes.
How do you do it? The Apostle Paul told us how. Rejoice.
Yes.
Rejoice. Just keep rejoice. 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 You just start doing something. When everybody else is jumping around and running and you're going, anyway, on with the subject. Okay. Now, so here's another point. Yeast, or leaven, is alive. It's just like a plant that burst out of the ground. It's so much fun to watch the plants come out of the ground. Those radishes come up so fast. We've already planted them, harvested them, eaten them, and now they're all, well, I planted a whole another two rows and they're all coming up again. Those potatoes, we, Carter and Toby and Megan and me and Deb, we were digging up those potatoes and it's, wow, look at this. These are coming up out of the ground. This is just amazing. Look, that's what's exciting about this. It's going to come up out of you and you're going to go, wow, this happened. This happened. This happened. Here's the beans. Deb got under those bush beans there, and there were, I mean, there was a plethora of bush. She's out there picking all those beans. We've been giving them away. I mean, they're everywhere. The squash will be coming next. That's just how your harvest is going to be. I'm out of debt. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Now that I'm out of debt, I'm going to have plenty more to put in store. And then you have what you need to put in store, and then you can give to every good work, and then you can be blessed. And you'll go down the road and the Lord loves you and finds favor with you and he gets excited about you and he'll say something like this to you. The Lord said this to me 3 days ago, 4 days ago. He said, I'm about to give you an extravagant gift. And I said, so what he's doing is he's clicking my thinking. So I thought, what would I want that's extravagant? Because, you know, I like a Rolex, but I kind of like to just watch my Apple Watch, you know, because your phone rings and stuff on it. So, you know, I'm like, okay. Well, what's extravagant to me? Got a good car, got a good hat. You know, what would really be extravagant? Have extravagant dogs. Debbie Clark. Oscar is extravagant to you. I know. And I got to thinking, well, the thing I want the most isn't even a thing. It's the glory of God. That's extravagant to me. Extravagant presence. I mean, you can get stuff. I want the tangible presence of God. Amen.
Amen.
I'll take whatever else he wants to give me, but whatever he gives you, you're willing to give it away, right? But I want that presence. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we'll start coming down the home stretch. Let me just read this to you. We'll go a little quicker. Listen to this. It is characteristic of leaven to show an almost insatiable greed of activity. It is a type of amazing increase. With a speed that is marvelous, it passes on from particle to particle of the meal in which it is placed until the last stroke of work is done. Give it an appropriate temperature and favorable materials, and the fastest vehicle will stop sooner than it. Now, there's some pretty fast vehicles out there. How fast does a jet go? 600? Huh? Well, I'm gonna tell me the highest one. Anybody know? 1800? Okay. See, we had to go to our aviation department to get that. That's pretty fast. Remember when they first? Well, most of you don't, but those of us who are older, I remember them breaking the sound barrier. We were so excited. Oh, they're breaking the sound barrier! We were little kids. Remember? Yeah. The leaven of the kingdom's faster than that if you'll give it what it needs. If you give it what it needs, it'll get in there and do the work and start. The process will happen and you will have it. It doesn't have to be slow. Don't take this message home saying, well, slowly but surely I'm going to rise. No, 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 no. No, you're increasing now. You are increasing right now. Amen. It's faster than a speeding bullet. Mm-hmm. Faster than Superman. So is the kingdom. It is a living force, and action is essential to its life. Action.
Yes. Amen.
As air is to the life of man. Action. Oh, church, so many people with the grace message. Well, we don't have to do anything now. We won't have to gather pots. That's faith. That's building capacity. That's not work. It's not works like earning. It's not what we're talking about. We're talking about you're doing whatever it takes to, you're moving with what you're, with what the flow is. The word's going to come out of me in just a minute. Corresponding action. I just had to walk over by Danny and I got it. Corresponding action to what you have. You have to have some are you healed? Then have some corresponding action. Are you in your wealthy place? Have some corresponding action. That's what Susanna did. She had some corresponding action. This is who I am on the inside. I'm going to act like it on the outside. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not talking about being foolish. I'm talking about doing what God says that you need to do. So it comes in and it makes dough like itself. It comes in and you become like him. He comes in like you. He impresses his own character on you and you start looking like him. Church, the leaven puts its own life in the meal. He puts his own life in you. Christ puts his life in you. This is what he does. He subjugates, penetrates, assimilates the believer to himself. He puts his life into each part. Each part of him. The life of his thoughts into his thinking so that every thought is brought into captivity of Christ. The life of his love into his heart so that he is unselfish and generous. The life of his righteousness into his conscience so that the law of right is his rule. The life of his obedience into his will so that his meat is to do the will of the Father. Isn't it much easier right now just to do God's will than it was when you first started? When you first started, you're kind of like, And now it's like, well, of course. If you think about it, you notice that you've already changed a whole lot. You don't think like you used to. You don't love like you used to. You love on a different level now. You found out you were righteous. You don't feel condemned all the time anymore. You're like, oh, Lord, I made a mistake. Lord, please forgive me. And then you just go on. You're not under it for so long and just feeling horrible. Also, you have something in you that makes you choose what is right. You know, no, we're not doing that. We're going to do this. Praise God. Your decisions now are based on God's will and not your own. Because you already found out he knows the shortcuts. He knows the way. Well, if we do it this way. I love what Kent Christmas said the other day Flashpoint. He said, I broke every church growing program that I was taught, every rule of church growth. He said, I broke every one of those because I wanted to be presence-minded over numbers-minded. That's the path for us. That's the path for us. I'd rather grow this 150 believers, them grow, than have 15,000 people who don't know anything. I've had people, friends of mine, say, now, I know what we can do to do this for you. There's this group, and they'll come in, and I'm like, it's not the Holy Spirit for us. It's not what we do. It's not what we do. Thank you, Jesus. Now, as we close, don't turn me off yet, because I want to read this to you, and I want to make a couple of comments just for fun. You can take something fun home with you. Matthew 13:33, another parable spake he unto them, the kingdom of heaven is likened to leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till the whole was leavened. Now, here's another version. Then he taught them another parable. Heaven's kingdom realm can be compared to yeast that a woman takes and blends in three measures of flour and then waits until all the dough rises. So now, the kingdom may be small in the beginning, but it will grow until its influence permeates and prevails in all the earth. That's what's going to happen. And the three measures of flour, that's 22 kilos. And if you don't know what a kilo, I'll just tell you, that actually is 48 and a half pounds. That's what she was working with, 48 and a half pounds. And so what once looked unimpressive rises to impact and feed many. What looks unimpressive can turn into the most wonderful, beautiful tool of God and change the whole world. Amen? Amen. You could feed 300 people with that. Now, Jesus fed 5,000 plus with a two-piece fish dinner. They were crackers and little minnows. Must have been sardines. Hope they had mustard sauce or something. But things that look unimpressive. The water going into those water pots that day, that was probably not very impressive. But he added the kingdom to it. Well, you know, they're just a little old group over there. They get together under that woman preacher, and we're world changers. We are world changers. We are world changers. We're touching the world every day.
Yes, we are.
Did you notice that the scripture was 1333, 1333?
Yeah.
Did you notice there were three measures of flour?
Yeah.
And did you know that three always represents the resurrection life?
Glory to God.
Just for fun. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for the word today. We thank you for the anointing on our lives. We thank you for this leaven of the kingdom. And Father, we just make room. We make room for what you are feeding us, what you are giving us, what you are placing inside of us. We make room. We build capacity. We allow you to change our filters. We allow you to change our thinking. We allow you to speed up the process even today. We thank you for signs and wonders and miracles following this word. We thank you for great harvest in the house. We thank you for great harvest for everyone who is a member of this church. We thank you for a great harvest of healing as we lay hands on the sick, as we move forward, as we minister out in the community. We thank you, Lord, for all you're going to do. The places you send us to pray and we put our feet on the ground. The places we go to preach and prophesy and declare, where we put our feet on the ground. We thank you for all that you're doing in Jesus' name. Amen. Out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name. Amen. Bam.